In the lunchtime edition, Silver Hill Christ Church residents recall last night's traumatic gun attack in which a resident was killed. They want a police outpost set up there. Security experts outline the stringent measures that will be in place for the upcoming T20 Cricket World Cup. A new secure treatment facility for wayward children being established. And passengers booked on the canceled Cayman Airways direct flight to Barbados complain about its discontinuation and ask for compensation. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Residents of Silver Hill Christchurch have been recalling last night's gun attack in which a 37-year-old man was shot dead. The victim, Omar Haynes, was outside his residence just after 9 p.m. when a gunman opened fire with what residents said sounded like a high-powered automatic weapon. In light of the incident, some of the residents are calling for a police outpost to be set up in that community.
Shot me about 20 shots, about a lot more. And they took, so any house was that the Lord that went down. You see shaking, you have to see shaking. Yeah, I don't know if I seen him, he passed when he speak, that's all.
I feel they should put a police outpost in Silver Hill. What you're trying to say is that if a police outpost was located here, then it would deter the people that did the shooting. Call the police to be on hand.
Residents of Silver Hill Christchurch, measures are being put in place to heighten security in preparation for the Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, the finals of which are being staged here. This morning, 20 experts from different organizations met in Barbados for a four-day sub-regional technical expert meeting on enhancing security coordination for major sporting events in the Caribbean. During the opening ceremony, the Assistant Director of Corporate Services at the Implementation Agency for Crime and Security, Earl Harris, stressed the importance of addressing potential threats to ensure the safety of attendees and the success of the event.
Yet amidst all the excitement, we must remain vigilant against a range of potential threats to the safety and security of the event, which have the potential to singularly or collectively disrupt the event and pose risks to the safety of both participants and spectators alike, thereby damaging the region's reputation. This reputation, dear colleagues, we must guard jealously. Addressing these issues is not just important, it is essential to safeguarding the tournament's integrity and preserving lives and livelihoods.
He stressed the importance of the measures put in place by the individual host countries and venues.
Ensuring the safety and security of participants and spectators has become paramount concern. Understanding the pivotal leadership role and responsibilities of the venue operations commanders is crucial for ensuring the safety and security of the Cricket World Cup that we are about to host. The success of these games will, to a significant extent, hinge upon effective and efficient management and leadership by the VOC commanders in each participating state.
Director of Corporate Services at the Implementation Agency for Crime and Security, Earl Harris. A new secure facility for problem children is being established that will also have the capacity to deal with children under the age of 12. This has been disclosed by the Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey, as the House of Assembly debated the report of the Joint Select Committee on the Child Protection and Child Justice Bills. He noted that the offense of wandering had been abolished, but announced plans to ensure wayward children get the help they need, even the very young ones.
We said, sir, that we strike that offense now from the books and in its place, sir, because there's some children, sir, who need intervention. And the bill contemplates a secure treatment facility, sir, in some cases, where those children who probably would have fallen under the old offense of wandering, sir, would now be treated to as people who need children, who need care and attention, sir. During the course of this year's estimates, at the end of the exercise, the government allocated a significant sum of resources to begin the process of renovation or the purchase of a building or something, sir, to create that facility.
He says there's also a need for a facility for problem children who are very young.
And children, sir, who might create an offense, sir, under 12, who previously, sir, the law didn't speak to them really. Now, sir, they have a place where they could go, sir, they commit an offense that might have been considered a criminal offense, if it could have been. They come to the board, sir, the child protection facility, sir, the secure treatment facility, and they get the necessary attention that they need, sir.
Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey, in the lunchtime edition. Just days after its cancellation was announced, some passengers booked to travel on the Cayman Airways direct flights from Cayman to Barbados are complaining about its discontinuation and asking for compensation. Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated, which was subsidizing the flight, recently announced its cancellation due to its low passenger loads. The development came just weeks after a Cayman Islands media report claimed that just 34 passengers per flight were using the service, enough to fill only 6 rows of Cayman Airways' 176-seater jets. A joint news release from the BTMI and Cayman Airways said the decision followed a comprehensive review of the airlift into Barbados and evaluation of the route's performance. However, Starcom Network News has learned that people who had been booked to travel on the flight in coming months, including to attend the Barbados Crop Over Festival, are protesting its cancellation and have written their airline with the complaint. An individual claiming to represent a group of travelers whose details were listed in the complaint letter noted that they were due to travel to and from Barbados from August 1st to August 8th and 16th. The group argues that the cancellation has caused them considerable inconvenience and added expenses, as the alternative travel options will cost them twice as much as their original tickets, and that they will incur further costs for the additional expenses due to the travel time for overnight stays. The group requested to be compensated by Cayman Airways, who denied the request, apologized for the inconvenience, and pointed out that the group had been offered a full refund for their tickets or the option of a travel credit valid for 1 year from the date of issue. The airline made it clear that no further accommodation would be offered. Trinidad and Tobago has announced emergency water measures due to a severe drought. That country's water and sewage authority, WASA, says it has put in place emergency measures to ensure residents in the worst affected areas have a consistent supply of water as the country deals with what it describes as an unprecedented, harsh 5-month dry spell. And the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Ukraine on a surprise visit. He's met the President Vladimir Zelensky, telling him his military aid is now on its way. The top U.S. diplomat told the Ukrainian president the weapons will make a real difference against the ongoing Russian aggression on the battlefield. Our top stories. Silver Hill Christchurch residents recall last night's traumatic gun attack in which a resident was killed. They want a police outpost set up there. Security experts outline the stringent measures that will be in place for the upcoming T20 Cricket World Cup. A new secure treatment facility for wayward children being established. Passengers booked on the cancelled Cayman Airways direct flight to Barbados complain about its discontinuation and ask for compensation. And Trinidad and Tobago announces emergency water measures due to a severe drought. The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCN Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.